He's the highlight of, well, any day, but especially our Wednesdays when we get to talk with our next guest, Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing?
Well, getting by. A little rainy here, but that's okay. We need the rain, so we'll take it. And we're happy with a lot of things going on in the sports world. Let's talk about those NBA finals last night. The turning point in that one, is it over for the Heat?
Yeah, I think so. You know, this Miami team, obviously very resilient, but, you know, I didn't think the Lakers played that well last night, and they still found a way to gut it out. And, you know, there's only been one team to come back from down 3-1 in NBA Finals. That was a LeBron James team. I just can't see this Miami team beating L.A. three straight times. But that being said, you know what? They may be able to force a game six. They may come out on Friday night and play some great ball. But, man, I tell you, that was the style of game Miami needed. You know, it wasn't up and down. It was a grinded-out, hard-nosed game. And for them to lose that, that might take a lot of wind out of their sail.
Celtics already into the midst of their offseason and planning ahead for next year. Gordon Hayward, decision coming soon. Seems like he's going to opt in, but do you think there's a long-term contract in his future with the team?
That's a great question. You know, I think, you know, if you're the Celtics, what you'd like to do is maybe offer him, you know, have him opt out and then offer him a four-year, you know, $75 to $80 million deal. You know, you're talking at $20 million per. But, you know, I just don't see that happening because I don't think Gordon opts out. You know, I think, you know, he's going to go into this season. You know, he may be on his last big contract. He may have one big contract left. And for him to get that, however, he has to perform at a high level. If he didn't get injured during the playoffs, if he had a strong postseason, maybe he considers opting out. But considering the uncertainty around league revenues, COVID going forward, you know, to opt out at this point with teams not sure what the salary cap is going to look like, I just think it's too risky at this point. You know, go play this year at $34 million. Hopefully this time next year the league is in a much better place and then cash in with your final big contract.
What's the biggest need for this team in the offseason?
Man, you know, this is the million-dollar question, right? Because I think there are a number of needs. And a lot of people will point to, oh, they need a big man. I'm not one of those people that think that's your top priority. I think you need some bench scoring. And, you know, if that's a big man, great. But I think I'm looking at a wing scorer. Somebody to back up Jaylen Brown, somebody to back up Jason Tatum and come in and on any given night can get you 20 points per game. Think about it. Outside of the starters, you never had that person, you know, and that was the difference, I think, between the Celtics and the Miami Heat. Miami, on any given night, they had six or seven guys that can hit you for 20. The Celtics, most nights it's four, maybe at best five, you know, and so I think you need to, you know, really beef up that bench. And get a scorer to come off the bench. Not necessarily a guy that all he does is come out and shoot threes or anything like that, but, you know, a Jamal Crawford-type guy that, you know, can get you, you know, when Jaylen Brown and Tatum don't have it going on, you can rely on somebody else to get it going.
How important would a healthy Romeo Langford be to this team?
Well, I think this is a huge offseason for him. You know, you're talking about a lottery pick, a first-round draft pick. A guy who, you know, coming out of high school, you know, was at the top of the class. And so, you know, this was a disappointing year for Romeo Langford. He never was able to stay healthy. The thing is, he showed flashes. And what I'm excited about is he showed flashes defensively. You know, in high school and at Indiana, no one ever talked about his defense, Rich. And so for him to come to Boston and show flashes defensively, I think the offense will come. I think he's a good offensive player. But he has to stay on the floor. And so, when you look at big offseason, I don't think there's any player on this roster who needs a big offseason more than Romeo Langford.
Kyle Draper with us here on Downtown. Do you see the Celtics making any kind of deal before the draft?
I don't think, well, that's a good question. You know, I think perhaps maybe, you know, trade them draft picks for future picks or something like that, because I don't think they'll make all three of those first-round draft picks. Think about it. You don't have room on your roster for three more rooms. You're already young enough. And so if you're Danny Ainge, do you try and trade, let's say, that Milwaukee pick for two high second rounders maybe or something like that in the future? And so I don't think any player movement, you know, no fireworks with a Marcus Smart or a Jaylen Brown or anybody like that. I think if you do see any trades, it's Danny moving some of them draft picks.
You think Doc Rivers is a good fit for the 76ers?
Oh, man, if I'm a Celtics fan, I'm afraid of the Sixers right now because one thing Doc gives you is legitimacy. He's a coach that has won before at the highest level. Players usually respect him. I don't know what happened out there with the Clippers, but when you have a Doc Rivers on your staff, that automatically, in my eyes, demands respect. I don't know how much those guys respected, our guy Brett Brown, going forward, the last couple of years. And so we've already seen it from Joel Embiid, who praised the move on social media. And so I think it's a perfect fit. I think this Sixers team, even though they flamed out this past season, they're going to be a force come next year.
Bad news for the Patriots this week. First, the loss of Cam Newton, and now practice squad guy Bill Murray has tested positive. And then the big news earlier today with Stephon Gilmore, is this team in trouble? Are they going to be able to play this week?
Yeah, this is concerning, right? Because, the news about Cam came out Saturday morning, I believe, and now today we're just finding out about Gilmore. Are these two separate incidents, or did it take 5 days for Gilmore to finally test positive? And if that's the case, I don't see how you can go and play a Sunday game. I think when we talk about the incubation period, you may not show symptoms or you may not test positive for 2 to 5 days. If you're talking 5 days from now, you're talking Sunday. And so I know a decision doesn't need to be made right now by the NFL, but I'd be shocked if they actually went on and played this game on Sunday.
Can the NFL get through this entire season without shutting down for a period of time?
Wow, that's a great question, because, we saw baseball, they were able to do it. Certain teams shut down for a bit. St. Louis Cardinals comes to mind, Marlins come to mind, but they were still able to power through it. Football is different because, based on the current calendar, you don't have that much wiggle room to still try and play games. Now, if I'm the NFL, I look at the schedule and I say, the Super Bowl is playing this week, but we are extremely flexible. If we need to move the Super Bowl back, we are willing to do that. And so the NFL sort of boxed itself into a corner right now by, going with its full schedule, going with its full playoffs, setting the date for the Super Bowl. If I was them, I would have built more time in. And now we're just getting into really, cold and flu season here, Rich. And so if I'm the NFL, you got the Patriots, you had the Chiefs, the Titans, how many more teams does it take? I still think it's early in the process. I wouldn't shut everything down right now. But if you're talking 3 to 5 to 6 to 7 teams that's going through this, you may have to shut down for sure.
Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston with us on Downtown. When do we get to see you back on TV?
Coming up in about an hour, Trenny and I on our Bella Early Edition. We'll have the latest, obviously, on Stephon Gilmore. And what does this week hold for the New England Patriots? We're going to dive deep into their latest COVID test and everything. So that's coming up tonight at 6:30, Rich.
We'll be tuned in. Kyle, thanks as always. You have a great week, and we'll check in next Wednesday.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Kyle. Kyle Draper with us on Downtown.